Hey there, it's Kona Gallagher, host of And Then They Were Gone and Day by Day True Crime Stories, and I'm here to bring you an amazing opportunity to win some incredible prizes, all for a good cause. Join the Texas Advocacy Project's The Big Game Football Squares Raffle on February 9th, 2025, and help support survivors of power-based abuse. For every $100 donation, you secure a square and a chance to win amazing prizes. You can choose from two exciting grids. The Hawaiian Paradise Grid offers a grand prize of a seven-night stay for two at a luxury resort in Oahu or the Big Island. Or play the Beachfront Mexico Grid for a chance to win a four-night, all-inclusive stay for two at a five-star Marival Luxury Resort in Banderas Bay or Nuevo Nayarit, Mexico. Your contributions help survivors understand their rights, navigate the justice system, and secure emergency protective orders. To participate, visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org and select your grid today. Don't miss out. Tune in to the Texas Advocacy Project's Facebook page on February 9th, 2025, during the game for live updates on winners. Prizes are awarded at the end of each quarter, with the grand prize at the game's conclusion. So score big for a cause. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org to learn more. Hi, it's me, Kona, host of And Then They Were Gone. I'm dropping into your feed to tell you about World of Secrets, a BBC podcast where you can hear major global investigations. Season 3 is a true crime story called The Apartheid Killer. He shot his victims after dark in South Africa in the 1980s, but only went to jail for 12 years. You're about to hear a series trailer for The Apartheid Killer. If you want to hear more, you can search for World of Secrets wherever you get your podcasts. World of Secrets, the stories they don't want told.
Hi, it's Yemisi Adeguke here. I'm one of the presenters of The World of Secrets, the BBC podcast that tells major global investigations with gripping storytelling. I've got some big news. Our production teams have been really busy. We've been making four more seasons of World of Secrets, being released between now and the end of 2024. Stories they don't want told, holding the powerful to account. Search for World of Secrets wherever you find your BBC podcasts, and then follow or subscribe so you get every season and every new episode automatically. The first of these four seasons is available now. World of Secrets, The Apartheid Killer.
In the 1980s, on the streets of a South African coastal town called East London, people began disappearing after dark.
Families have spent years, more than that, decades, trying to find their loved ones, the missing.
I used to wait for him outside, sometimes till late, and my grandmother said, "No, my son, he will come, don't worry, he will come."
People were desperate. We were looking for him, we couldn't find him. And nobody knew where he was.
It was very painful for me because I look out for my father and now he was not there anymore. I didn't know what to do.
The way he died like he was a criminal. It's very sad. It will always be there.
When they told me my father died, I was scared and angry because that's my father. My father.
Who was this man and how did he die? And why didn't his family even know where he was buried?
We spent the last 4 years investigating Edward's death, piecing together a puzzle.
If you look at the greater context of South Africa, people are buried all over.
19 killings and disappearances, which took place in this town between 1985 and 1989.
And behind them all, there was one man.
He reached such a stage where he was now hunting, literally hunting.
I'm Ayanda Charlie.
And I'm Charlie Northcote.
This is World of Secrets from the BBC World Service, Season 3, The Apartheid Killer.
In this major investigation, we're on the trail of one of the worst serial killers in South African history.
The whole scale of it is just, it's mesmerizing.
A man who unleashed a reign of terror.
He would appear in the dark, and that person who was in that space would not know that this guy was about to appear.
He was known to be a killer. Even if you see him at the town, everybody would say, here's the killer, here's the killer, here's the killer.
He was a killer.
But the remarkable thing, to many, this man was a hero.
When he shot someone, they would say, well done, good job, keep up the good work.
He was a kind of vigilante killer. He was a Dirty Harry character, this great savior of the white community, protecting their businesses, and was much loved.
How could he get away with so much killing? And for so long?
Was he really a lone wolf? Or did he have help?
And now what I'm telling you now is, even if you record it, I'll say I never said that.
It's astounding that anybody could get away with it. That justice system ultimately ignored all of those bodies and all of the families. The message it sends is, we don't care. We just don't care.
World of Secrets Season 3 is available now. Search for World of Secrets wherever you get your BBC podcasts.